You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Moses' mother showed strength, courage, and trust in God in the midst of challenging times. Let us celebrate mothers today in our series, Beauty and Strength.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to greet everyone, all the mothers right now. Happy Mother's Day. So timely, yung pong pag-uusapan natin ngayon is about a mother that trusted God, you know, in a very difficult situation. She had the courage to trust God and His faithfulness. So yun po yung pag-uusapan natin today. You might not be a mother today, pero I believe that this message is for you as well. So good afternoon po ulit. Thank you for joining us. Let us read from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Reading from the English Standard Version. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her young woman walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew's children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call out a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses. She said, "I drew him out of the water." Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your word, and we ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would minister to all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. A nameless woman, a nameless mother in the story. You know what's so interesting about the story that we read, from the beginning all the way to the end of the paragraph that we read, you know, there's so many nameless people in this story. Nameless yung mother, nameless yung wife, nameless yung husband, nameless yung sister, nameless yung son, nameless even Pharaoh's daughter. We did not mention what happened here. But para lang po ano natin yung background again, let us remember that this actually took place, okay, during that time when, you know, when the Israelites were having a really, really difficult time in their history, all right? Because remember, they became very prosperous, okay, in Egypt. And then Pharaoh became, or the king of Egypt became very threatened by them because they were growing in number. So, meron siyang tatlong bagay na ginawa. Una, ang ginawa niya, kasi natatakot nga siya sa mga Hebrews, sa mga Israelites. So, ang ginawa niya, he made them slaves and got them into forced labor. But the problem was, they grew even larger and stronger. And so, ang next step na ginawa niya, he asked all the midwives of the Hebrew who would give birth to children and commanded them, "Pag lalaki yan, patayin nyo. Pag babae, okay lang." But the women, because they feared God, they did not do what the Pharaoh said. And so, and then finally, he said, itong gagawin, hindi na yung mga Hebrew people ang kinausap niya na yung mga Egyptians. Ang sinabi niya sa mga tao niya, when you si a Hebrew boy being born, itapon yun sa Nile River. Pero kung babae, hayaan yung mabuhay. So that is where this story is coming about. So there are three things I want to talk to you about in the story. Okay, three things. Una po, that in the midst of uncertainties, okay, this woman, this nameless mother, trusted God. So point number one, trust God in the midst of uncertainties. Okay, makikita po natin yan in verses 1 and 2. Alright? Really, talagang napaka-uncertain po na nangyayari sa kanila. Hindi rin po alam ni nameless mother, okay, kung anong mangyayari sa anak niya. And yet, she trusted God. How do we know that? Well, let's look at the verses again in verses 1 and 2. Okay, it says, about this time, a man and a woman, reading from the NLT this time, okay, from the tribe of Levi, got married. And the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months. Now, that is very interesting, okay? Here is a nameless husband, nameless wife, who became, you know, the wife became the nameless mother who bore a nameless son, right? And then, ang nangyari po dito, okay, she saw that the baby was beautiful. Other translation would say that he was a fine child, like what we read in ESV. He was a fine child, pero, you know, pagka inisip po natin, wala, again, no, kung parents ka po, wala pa po akong narinig na parents na pumunta po dun sa delivery room o pumunta po dun sa nursery where they will see their baby for the first time, na nag-exclaim, yes, ang pangit ng baby ko. Di ba, wala naman pong ganun eh. Di ba? Madalas po, that's a very normal behavior of parents when they see their children for the first time. They will see the most beautiful baby in the entire world. Ganun po yun in every single time. Okay? Every single child is beautiful. But again, we don't know exactly kung ano yung nakita nitong babae na to, okay, dun sa anak niya. But something special about this child. There's something special. She really felt that. I don't know how. I don't know what it was. I don't know if she had a dream before this. I don't know if then an angel spoke to her. But one thing I know though, one thing I know, that this woman trusted God in the midst of uncertainty. How do we know that? Well, again, when you look at that, she defied what the Pharaoh said. The Pharaoh said, kapag kayo lalaki ang anak at ipinanganak, itatapon sa Nile River. But she did the complete opposite. She hid the baby, right? She hid the baby and took care of the baby for 3 months. Because I feel that there's this woman, okay, this woman actually was looking forward to the promise that God has given the people of Israel. Now, but when was this promise given? This promise was given more than 400 years before. Okay, the promise was given to Abraham. If you will again look at Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, you know, just take note of that, and you can read that there. Then God said to Abraham, to Abraham, that the Lord will bring your people to a nation that is not their own, and they will serve in that nation for many years, but I will deliver them. So by this time, when this baby was born, okay, he was, you know, there was probably towards that time, okay, na medyo matagal na sila, may mga nasa 400 years na sila, or towards the 400 years of the time that they've been, okay, they've been slaves with the nation of Egypt, and they were probably crying out to God. They were probably thinking, they were probably crying out, they were probably wondering, when will this promise come to be? And I think the reason why the author, who happens to be Moses, okay, who did not name all these people at the beginning of the story, I think it was, you know, he was trying to make a contrast. Because in the midst of all these uncertainties, in the midst of all these people not having faith in God anymore, because, you know, they've been crying out to God, and it seems that their prayers, you know, parang hindi narinig ni Lord eh. Parang walang ginagawa si Lord eh. And so there were just so much uncertainties. So they were, you know, and this woman, this nameless mother, was a stark contrast to those people. Because she hid the baby for 3 months. Because she saw that maybe this is the child that the Lord will use. Maybe she didn't know that. Maybe she saw something there. Maybe. Okay. This nameless mother saw that this might be the beginning of God's answer to their prayers. and to the promise that He has given them. And you can see, you know, tayo po ngayon, there's so much uncertainties in our what is happening around us, okay? Hindi po natin alam kung gaano katagal yung nangyayari na to. Hindi po natin alam kung gaano katagal tayo magkakaroon ng online services. Hindi po natin alam kung gaano po, kung kailan po ba talaga matatapos tong ECQ na to. Hindi po natin alam kung anong mangyayari sa schooling ng mga anak natin. Hindi po natin alam kung yung mga trabaho pa ba natin, they will still be safe. Hindi po natin alam yung mga business pa magpo-flourish. And then, hindi po natin alam kung ano pong magiging itsura ng mundo natin pagkatapos po nitong COVID-19. Again, uncertainties. And the lesson we could learn from this motherless, from this nameless mother, okay, is to trust God in the midst of this uncertainties. You see, again, pag tinignan po natin yung Hebrews 11, no? Hebrews 11, verse 23, and this is what it says, okay? Kaya alam po natin itong babae na to trusted God in the midst of uncertainties. Why? Let's look at Hebrews 11, 23. It says here, reading from the NIV. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw, they saw him. He was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. So they saw something in this child, and they disregarded what the Pharaoh said. Hindi po sila natakot. Now, karamihan po sa atin ngayon are giving in to fear. Dahil po sa sobrang dami ng uncertainties na nangyayari po sa paligid natin, minsan po pati tayo natatakot. But this woman, this nameless mother, was not afraid. This nameless father was not afraid, but they saw something. And then it says here in Hebrews, it is by faith. They saw something. They were trusting the word of God. They were, they were holding on to the character of God. Yun po yung ginawa nila. And again, ano ba yung King's Edict? It was written in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22. Ang sinasabi po doon, and Pharaoh commanded all his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile. Okay, that was the edict, and yet she disregarded that because in the midst of uncertainties, she trusted God and she saw something in her child. Ano pong ibig sabihin niya sa atin today? Well, when you see your children, what do you see? Do you look at your children through the lens of faith? O pag nakikita natin sa mga anak natin, walang patutunguhan, puro makukulit, or do we see the destiny of God in their lives? You see, God has a destiny for every child. Or do we see them as punishment from the Lord? Or do we see them as an accident lang? Let's see them through the eyes of God. You see, this nameless mother trusted God in the midst of uncertainties. And I think we can relate to that. And the encouragement for all of us is to do the same. Do the same. Let's trust God in the midst of uncertainty. Now, second point. Not only this lady trusted God in the midst of uncertainties, but this woman trusted God for the unknown future. Let's read verse... when you look at that, again, the future of the people of Israel was really bleak. And the future of boys being born is death. That was their future. But you know what? This woman trusted God for the unknown future of her son. Pharaoh's command was for them to be killed. There was this great adversity, greater. And again, pag tinignan mo, ano ba magagawa ng bata sa mga king? You know, the king has all the power. And yet, this nameless mother did not allow this adversity, okay, to hinder the destiny of her child. She trusted God for the future, for the unknown future of her son. Now, when you think about that, okay, she had a choice. Okay, now ang iniisip niya, okay, now 3 months na, hindi ko na pwede itago yung anak ko. Okay na, bayaan mo lang, ganun na talaga. Let them find him. No, she actually prepared her child. Okay, for success, she prepared her child to be protected from the river. Ito po, let's read. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Again, but when she could no longer hide him, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. And she put the baby in the basket and laid it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. And the baby's sisters then stood at a distance watching to see what would happen to him. When you look at that, when you read that, the idea there was she did not just give up. She did not quit and just say, okay na, wala na tayong magagawa. No. She prepared a basket where the nameless son would be saved. You know, would be safe. Pag niligay niya sa river. And not only that, she allowed the sister, again, another nameless person. Another nameless person in the story. To watch it with expectancy because knowing that something will happen to this child. Kasi kung mamamatay lang yung bata, hindi na siguro nila pinanood. Diba? Hindi nila tinignan ano mangyayari. No, because they knew. And not only did they know, but they were expecting God to do something for the future, the unknown future of this child. Trusted God. Now, in application sa atin po ngayon, marami po yung mga anak po natin. Minsan po iniisip natin, kaya ko po talaga, ano ba yung magiging future ng anak natin? And with so much uncertainties, and then hindi po natin alam ano magiging future nila, sometimes it is very difficult for us to trust God. Sometimes iniisip natin, how are we going to prepare them so that they will be victorious pagka mayroong adversity na makakaharap nila sa buhay? Okay, hindi po natin kayang i-shelter yung anak natin 24/7. Hindi talaga, di ba? Now, okay lang, grateful tayo because of the quarantine. Okay, 24/7 kasama natin yung mga anak natin. But in reality, to some, that is not a blessing. Di ba? Minsan po kasi, whether we like it or not, okay, kahit na pa blessing po yung 24/7 kasama natin yung mga anak natin. Pero di ba, may mga panahon din po na minsan ay inis tayo, hindi tayo nagkakasundo ng mga anak natin, and yet, okay, God has granted us this time to be together with them. And I pray that we will use this time to prepare them. Okay, let us prepare our children for the future. Let us prepare our children how to face adversity. Because they will. If they're not facing an adversity now, facing something that is difficult or someone that is difficult to deal with, they will. But we need to prepare them. Because the woman, the nameless mother, prepared something. And prepared her son to be safe in that river. Question is, how do we prepare our children? How do we prepare them? You know, later on we will find out, okay, that the time that this nameless mother had with this nameless son was very short. And yet, she trusted God, that God will do something for this son. And she prepared something. And later on, not only did she prepare this basket, but later on we will see that she did something. Okay, now the question is, how do we prepare our children to face adversity? Well, I think that one of the best ways to prepare our children is to always remind them of who they are in the Lord. Always remind them of who God is in their lives. And always remind them that there is always a God that will take care of them. We can't shelter our children. We can't be with them 24/7. But God can. And He will take care of our children. Amen? So we can trust them. Okay, kahit na po, medyo hindi po natin alam kung anong future natin ngayon. No? Some of us, maybe we're wondering, may work pa ba ako after nito? May negosyo pa ba ako after nito? How can I send my children to school? If you know, can I send them to the school that I really want for them? Ano ba yung future? Again, when you look at the story of Exodus, chapter 2, parang walang future yung nameless son na to. And yet, this nameless mother trusted God to fulfill His promises. Last point. Not only did this woman trusted God in the midst of uncertainties for the unknown future, But you know what she did? The most difficult thing to do for parents, okay, I'm a parent, is for us to trust God by letting go. Say, letting go. Okay. That is so hard. Okay, yung po yung isang pinakamahirap. Mahirap mong mag-let go, lalo na pag alam mo yung mga anak mo yung ilet go mo, di ba? And yet, when we look at the story, this nameless mother, okay, was taking care of this child. Because, you know, when the Pharaoh found when the daughter, Pharaoh's daughter found this baby, she had compassion on him and pitied him and spared him. And then all of the sudden, again, ito po yung orchestration ni God, no? God was orchestrating things in the lives of these people without them even knowing it. Could it be true also in our lives today? Could it be true that God is doing something in our life, preparing us for something that we are not aware of? You know, with all these things, with all these uncertainties, with all the unknown future for us, could it be that God is also preparing things for us, orchestrating things for us that we're not aware of? Diba? Who would have thought, okay, who would have thought that the Pharaoh's daughter would come at the, you know, at the exact time to the river, to the Nile River, at the exact time where this nameless son will be in this basket, floating by the river banks? Who would have thought? Of all people, why Pharaoh's daughter? Again, that is the sovereignty of God working in the lives of people. That is why we can trust God for the future. And that is why we can let go, okay, of our children and trust God and allow God to do the work in their own hearts. And I'm pretty sure, ang hirap kaya nun para dito sa nameless mother na to. Verse 10, ito pong sinasabi sa verse 10. Man, reading this, talagang parang I can feel the mixed emotions. Okay, na nararamdaman itong mother na to. After, you know, in that culture, weaning a child is actually about 3 to 4 years. So when she got this baby back, okay, fed him, nursed him for 4 years, and she was being paid by the enemy, all right, by the, you know, Pharaoh's daughter, and she was doing what she loved to do to take care of her baby, and then she was being paid for it. I mean, again, that is God's sovereignty, God's goodness. And so this nameless mother in verse 10 says this: later, when the boy was older, his mother brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her own son. The princess named him, this is the first time that we will see a name, Moses. For she explained, "I lifted him out of the water." See, the first time we see here, the very first time we see a name, and that is the name of this child, Moses. And Moses, interestingly enough, okay, is not even a Hebrew name. And yet, again, when this woman, when this nameless mother trusted God by letting go of her son, giving up her son to this Pharaoh's daughter, giving him a name that is not even a Hebrew name, it must have been really hard for her to see her son go. But she trusted God. And in that 4 years, she prepared her son to face whatever adversity he would be facing in the future. See, as parents, we can do as much preparation for our children, okay? But there will be time where we have to let go and let God deal with our own children and allow them to have their own personal relationship and journey with God. See, here's a quote: "The goal of parenthood is to raise children to be independent of you and be dependent on God. Let me say that again. The goal of parenthood is to raise children to be independent of you and be dependent on God. Let go and let God. Think about this for a while. This is very interesting. The very water that was the vehicle to demolish Moses, Moses' destiny, became the tool for Moses to reach his destiny. Now, how do I know that the mother, this nameless mother, actually prepared her son so well? Well, you have to go all the way to the New Testament. And we will read that for a while. But let me just tell you the name of the mother. You see, the name of the mother was not known until you go to chapter 6, verse 20 of Exodus. There you will find the name of this woman and the father's name. The father's name is Amram and the mother's name is Jochebed. Or Jochebed, but pronounced as Jochebed. Meaning of the name is the glory of the Lord. Can you imagine that? This nameless woman's actually name is actually the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is something that, you know, that she probably have seen. And Moses have seen the glory of God in his lifetime. He saw the glory of God in the burning bush. He saw the glory of God at Mount Sinai. He saw the glory of God at the tabernacle. And that was a picture, okay, of what God was doing and prepared this child, Moses. Okay, let's now go on how this preparation happened. You know, Hebrews 11, verses 24 to 26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, and this is amazing, when he had grown up, refused to be known as Pharaoh's son of the Pharaoh's daughter. I mean, where did that come from? I mean, he was only with his parents for 4 years, and yet he knew who he was. He knew exactly what God wanted him to do, and he refused to be called or to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated. I mean, he chose to be mistreated with the people of God rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. I mean, he knew who he was. And that was because his Jochebed, who was nameless in the story, yet prepared her son to find victory, to come, you know, to rise above the adversities in his life. And he regarded this grace for the sake of Christ as of great value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. You know, as we wrap up this preaching today, you know, in the story, the mother, you know, she may be the nameless mother, faceless mother, hopeless mother, futureless mother, okay, powerless mother. But there's one thing she was not. This mother, Jochebed, was not faithless. She was not faithless. She was actually filled with faith and trusted God with all that she had. And you know, you might be feeling today that you are nameless. You are faceless. You are hopeless. You are futureless. Or maybe you're saying, I have nothing to offer my children as a mother. Let me tell you something. In the eyes of God, you are not nameless. In the sight of God, you are not futureless. In the sight of God, you are not hopeless. How do I know that? Because God sent His only Son to die for you and me, so that we can have a future and a hope. You are not a faceless, nameless person in the crowd. God knows you by name, and He wants you to call upon His name. Like Jochebed, He wants you to trust Him in the midst of uncertainties. He wants you to trust Him for the unknown future, and He wants you to trust Him to let go. If you are a parent, to let go of your children and let God. If you are a single person, to let go of your future and let God. If you are a business person, to let go of your uncertainties and future and let God. Can I just pray for some people today? Can I just pray for you? First of all, I want to pray for the mothers right now. If you're a mother today, just bow down your heads and I want to pray a prayer of blessing for you. Lord, I want to thank you for these mothers. Lord, I thank you for every single one of them. Lord, thank you, Lord, that they are mothers like Jochebed who would sacrifice, who would be brave, who would do things, Lord God, that is beyond what they could do and beyond their abilities, because, Lord, they know that they have a call, Lord, to take care of their children. Lord, I pray that you would honor every single mom right now. Lord, I pray that may you give them grace. May you refresh them. May you strengthen them. May you give them hope, Lord. Lord, I pray that may you heal them, Lord. May you just comfort these mothers and Lord, give them the desires of their hearts. Lord, we thank you for all their sacrifices. We thank you, God, for all their love for us. You know, I want to also pray for another group of people today. Maybe you're saying, you know, Pastor, I don't have that faith. I am not like Jochebed. Okay, I can't trust him. I don't even know God. Here's the thing, though. You know, even the faith to believe him is a gift from God. If you want to, you know, if you want to put your faith in God, God is speaking to you today, and you want to surrender your life to him. You know, the faith to believe him is actually a gift from him as well. And he wants you to surrender your life to him. You're not a nameless, faceless person in this universe. He knows you and he's talking to you right now. If that is you, why don't you pray this simple prayer right now? Say, Lord Jesus, today I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I'm faithless, but Lord, thank you for the gift of faith that you're giving me today to believe you and to believe your future for me. Lord, I ask that you would forgive me, that you would cleanse me. Thank you for the forgiveness of my sin. Thank you, Lord God, for sealing off my future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you pray that simple prayer today, we would like to connect with you. We would like to help you in this journey that you have started. Please message us, contact us, so that we can help you. Thank you again for joining us today. Thank you for being a part of our service today. And let us, you know, I pray that whatever celebration, Mother's Day celebration you have going to have today, I pray that it will be great. I pray that you will all be blessed. So let me just speak a word of blessing to all of you right now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.